Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Two questions are on the minds of many people these days. When will all this pandemic stuff end? And how will it end? Some folks are even asking if it will end. Certainly things have changed, and people are wondering how and when everything will get back to something resembling normal. Of course, some things may never be exactly the same. For instance, many businesses have found that office workers can work from home effectively, so they probably will continue working remotely. Twitter has said all its employees can continue to work from home, while Facebook says it expects up to half its workforce will be remote. But even if people aren't congregating together in offices as much as previously, everyone is still going to want to get together for social occasions, parties, holidays, dates, or even just times to sit down and have a nice conversation with someone. How's all that going to work? Believe it or not, the Bible, even though written centuries ago, has helpful insights about all this going on today. There's an Old Testament book attributed to the prophet Nahum, whose name signifies consolation or comfort. Speaking about God, he says, "He will make an utter end." And a little later adds, "The wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off." We can all take that to heart. May we all see this pandemic come to an utter end, with bad effects not passing through us or society. Amen.